There are rules in video games, and there are even rules about the conduct of war. So why don't video games about war reflect those rules? Red Cross has been weighing this question for a couple of years. We've got Bernard Barrett of the International Committee of the Red Cross with us right now. He joins us from Geneva. Thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Give us an example, if you could, of the kind of scene you might find in a video game that violates the Geneva Convention.
Well, we're looking at some very basic notions. We're not going to get into all the fine technicalities of the Geneva Conventions, but things like deliberately killing civilians or shooting at ambulances or hospitals or doctors or mistreating prisoners, torture, things like that.
So if, for example, somebody, I hate to use the term player in a game, harms civilians, some kind of price could be exacted from the score?
Actually, there are games which do that now. Mm-hmm. In one game, for example, a company that we've worked with, if you start shooting indiscriminately at civilians, someone from your own side may start shooting at you.
And have you or other officials of the International Committee of the Red Cross spoken with video game producers?
Yes, we have. We haven't canvassed all video game producers. There are a couple of companies that we've worked with in particular. We approached them. In some cases, they've approached us asking for advice. And in one case, we said, hey, would you like to incorporate this in your game? They thought it was a wonderful idea. So we sat down with them and explained some of the basic concerns and maybe some ways that they might want to approach it.
If video games reflect the fact that the rules of war are often flouted, doesn't that just reflect what happens in life?
It may reflect what happens in life. At the same time, because they are floated, we can't throw up our hands and say it's useless. You know, anything is allowable under war. We have to keep insisting on that, and we have to keep pushing the notion that there are laws, even in war, and that they must be respected.
And Mr. Barrett, I'm sure there's some people listening who might find this very interesting, but say, but, you know, why doesn't the ICRC do more about Syria?
Well, we are doing a lot about Syria. It's our biggest operation right now. I mean, this is not a huge expenditure or effort on our part in terms of IHL and video games. We've got a unit that specializes in working with the military, with armed forces, with armed rebel groups, talking about the laws of war and trying to encourage respect. And so this is a few of the people in that unit who took an interest in video games and said, hey, maybe we should look at this as a possible way, because we know a lot of military off-duty play video games, and a lot of young men and women who are likely to be recruited play video games. And it's also an opportunity just to sensitize the general public so that they can tell their leaders, whether they be military or political, that's not acceptable or that is acceptable.
Bernard Barrett of the International Committee of the Red Cross speaking from Geneva. Thanks very much for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
This is NPR News.